Good morning, church. We have a song list this morning. Are we ready to sing?
Yes.
Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you that once again we can be here in church. And Father, we have songs that you have inspired men and women to write. And they glorify and they bless you and they lift up the name of Jesus. And Father, that is our purpose here to this morning, to do that very thing. Now, Father, we just ask as we come to you in spirit and in truth that you would just meet us here once again with your Holy Spirit, that it would be an awesome and powerful time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Know ye not? Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost.
And how do you know that that is so? Because the Bible says so. You can believe and trust in it, can we not? Tells us a lot of things. It also tells us about our future. That's what we're going to sing about in this next song. Do Lord.
Amen.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too, while He's calling you. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I've got a home in glory land, that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember as a child, you know, you stand out on a beautiful sunny day and you look up in the blue sky and you think, what is out there? What is? I mean, it's at some point it's got to end. It doesn't go on forever. What is out there? And that's what this song is about. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun way beyond the blue. In the third heaven with God. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me He died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdens open. My sin I learned, then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdens opened, liberty at Calvary. Jesus everything, now I gladly own Him as my King, now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great, grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me, there my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdens opened, liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary.
Amen.
Amen indeed. At Calvary.
Sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear and praise my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when praise God, 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 praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Says that when we've been there for 10,000 years, you know, that on earth, that seems like a long time. We're guaranteed a maximum of 120 years, and a year is a long time. And, you know, we look at a decade and we say, wow, that, you know, it's 10 years. It's a long time. But 10,000 years have gone by, and we've just begun to be in heaven. It's just the beginning into all eternity.
Glorified Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O done give thanks, give thanks.
Amen.
What a good song, is it not?
His praise fills the temple. His peace fills my heart. His joy and His glory He did wondrously impart. The blessed name of Jesus brought me free. Your praise fills the temple. Your peace fills my heart. Your joy and your glory You did wondrously impart. Your blessed name, O Jesus, brought me freedom from sin. Now your praise fills the temple, and your spirit dwells within. Your praise fills the temple, your peace fills my heart. Your joy and your glory You did wondrously impart. Your blessed name, O Jesus, brought me freedom from sin. Now your praise fills the temple, and your spirit dwells within.
Amen.
Above all the earth.
Exalt thee, Lord, this morning. We do give thee praise, glory, and honor.
Now is the time.
to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Now is the time, now is the time to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, everybody. I just have a little message that I thought I would share. And that is that the Lord wants us to think about our thought life, and that everything that we do in this life, we should do it heartily as unto the Lord. And that means think even about things like what we eat and what we drink and what we do on the Sabbath and what we do with our friends. There is no downtime with the Lord. He records everything. And we're going to be accountable at the judgment when we see Jesus. And so we want to make sure and have all of those thoughts acceptable unto him. And this is a very heavy message if you don't remember that there is mercy. And that any time that we do something that we don't think is acceptable, then we can immediately ask the Lord to forgive us and to cleanse us from this and to keep us so that we will not repeat that. He's a very merciful God, and this is the time for us to obtain that mercy and for us to change our thought life. Once we go on to the next realm, the heavenly realm, that's the end of our time to get it right with the Lord. So now is the time to get right. Now is the time to purify our thoughts. And in doing so, we need to remember that the Holy Spirit is our constant companion. He sees and hears everything. He's right there with us so that we can help. We can get power to overcome. And he makes us able to walk a holy life, which is totally impossible in the natural. It's only possible as we yield to him and reckon our old carnal self dead. And then I also wanted to share, this is a little message from Michelle Gilman. She called me last night very excited because the Holy Spirit came to her and quoted half of Psalm 91, which she said she had not memorized. And she checked later after the Lord told her this, and it was almost entirely accurate. And I'll just read a little part of that because it's about the swine flu. That's part of it. This is Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And Michelle said, the swine flu is the pestilence. And she said, she just got so blessed. She said, I am not going to get that swine flu. We don't have to get it. It's that pestilence that he's going to protect us from as we dwell in his presence.
Thank you, Lord. Now is the time. The time to worship him in spirit and in truth. And part of Psalms 91, it says, because you made the Lord your God, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, no evil shall befall thee, no plague will come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to carry you in all your ways, to bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And Lord, we thank you for your speaking of your word this morning, O Lord, and we bless you and thank you, Father. And now is the time that the true worshipers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we want to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We want to lift your name higher and higher. We want to exalt you, Lord. You are God, and we will praise you. You are God, we will exalt you. We'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto his name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. Because your loving kindness, Lord, is better than life, our lips shall praise thee. Our lips shall praise thee. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto thy name. Our soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And our mouth shall praise thee, O Lord, with joyful lips. And we want to thank you today for a glorious day and a day of victory. Let your Holy Spirit have his way today from the beginning to the end. Let each and every person in this body be touched today. And let no one live the same as they came. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in every area of this ministry. Let your name be glorified with the testimonies. Let your name be glorified with this prayer, with the preaching of the word, with the singing praises unto you. Oh, let his name be glorified today. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for victory today. Thank you for many breakthroughs. And we bless you and thank you. We ask you, Lord, that you touch the pastor today as he brings the message to us. Oh, give him the anointing. Give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power. Oh, thank you for joy unspeakable and full of glory, we pray today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let today the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth, we pray today in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you today for being a provider, for being Jehovah Jireh, oh, the God that shall supply all our needs, oh, the God that is unlimited, he is not restricted in any area, he owns the cattle upon the thousand hills, the silver and the gold is his. He has given us the heathen for our inheritance. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. He is the reward of them that diligently seek him. And we thank you today out of what you have given us, that we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things. He may abound to every good work. And we bless you and thank you, O Lord, for victory today. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that you will touch us mightily today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And your name be glorified, O Lord. And we exalt you, O Lord. We exalt you above the heavens. And thy glory is above all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to give you today all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to take time for testimonies. Any testimonies this morning? Okay, Lois?
Well, this is no spellbinder, but it's my little testimony. I was asking the Lord in my daily devotions to make me more alert to situations around me that would enable me to witness for him. Because taking people to the doctor and everything, you're close with that person and you're talking to them, and there isn't much opportunity to get talk to anyone else. But and working at home, it's just me. So anyway, I went to the doctor. I had to get a new primary care physician because my dear Dr. Riley passed away, and I did witness to him, but I don't know if it took. I never got any confirmation, but if I felt bad because he was a very nice man. So I went to this new doctor, and he's down on J Street downtown. His name is Dr. English, and he's an older man. He's not real old, but older, not as old as I am. Anyway, he was asking me all kinds of questions, and you know, you have to fill out all this stuff over again and everything. And so he said, well, tell me, he said, a little bit more about you. He said, do you smoke? And I said, no. He says, well, good. I said, well, yeah, it is good because it was a miracle. He said, oh. He grabbed his little stool and he pulled himself closer and he said, leaned over and he said, tell me about that. And so I started to, I said, well, I was delivered from smoking. I couldn't quit. And he leaned closer and he said, tell me all about it from beginning to end. I want to hear the whole story. So I said, well, whoopee. So I did, you know. And since I know the story very well, I didn't stutter and stammer. I just went right through it real quick. And so anyway, he didn't say much, but he was thinking a lot, and he was pondering it. And I'll see him again and be able to ask him more questions about how he perceived it and so on and so forth. But that was just one experience. And then I was at the drugstore getting some medication for Nadine Walby, and there was a lady in front of me, and she was an older lady, also not as old as me, but anyway, she was older, and she was in a nursing home, but I didn't know that at the time. But the pharmacist called her Lois, and so I perked up my ears, and oh, he isn't talking to me, it must be her. And so when he was finished with her, I said, excuse me, but did he call you Lois? And she said, yes. And I said, well, my name is Lois, too. And she giggled and said, oh, that's wonderful. So anyway, I started talking to her and found out she was in a nursing home. And she's all alone. Her husband just passed away. And she didn't have any place else to go. So that's where she is. And so I told her I'd come and see her. And I have been planning to this next week. So let's hope.
All right. I had a meeting with a contractor about, I'd say, 2-3 weeks ago. And the guy, he's one of those contractors, he just comes by the shop instead of calls you. And so he came by the shop, and we were working on some colors for a house that he was doing. And the guy's, his name's Brad Minter. I think you know him, Javier. And he's been going around on crutches for about the last 9 months. I think he fell and broke his leg on the job. And so when he came by the shop, we talked a bit, and we got into talking about the Bible. And I believe, you know, I talked to a lot of people about the Bible, so you know, sometimes it's foggy to remember what they said. But I believe this guy was telling me that when he was young, his wife was very active in the church. And then And I think he's 57, and he told me he's read the Bible a couple times and stuff, and I said, well, you know, need to get back into reading it. And he said, yeah, I need to. And I told him to read John chapter 3 about being born again. And so then we, you know, parted company. Well, Monday morning when I came to work, I talked to one guy that works for me, Gabriel, and he'd been doing a little work for him on the side. And he told me, well, he called Brad Minter's house this morning, and he died that morning. See? So you never know when you're going to leave, you know? He died that morning. Hopefully he heeded that, right? Well, time will tell. Did you have a testimony, Peter?
Well, I was in the plan to get up here today. However, when you said this about this guy, it struck me. I talked to a gentleman yesterday from Yuba City, and he was talking about Jesus Christ. And I was mentioned that Thomas Burns is one of the elders of the church. So he said, really? Yep. And so he said, well, I'm also a Christian. Really? I said, yep, I am AA, so I will go to heaven. And I said to him, where is that in the scripture that you go in heaven? I said, are you born again? And I told him this, if you die tonight, you go straight to hell. And he was quiet for at least 15 seconds. And I said to him, I can hear your brain is going 500 miles an hour. He said, yes, it is. And after that, I left him. So the last week, I've been talking to a few people. And I told them that I'm not wishy-washy. You don't have any gray. You go here or you go there. That's it. So it really struck me when you told me that guy passed away.
Okay, I know Natalia's got a testimony. We're going to save her for last today. Any other testimonies? Okay, Charles.
Vasily, when he comes up here many times, he brings a little testimony and a little bit of humor, and I'd like to inject that today. Was it a nice day yesterday? Everybody nice wake up to some nice cool weather? And some people woke up to thunder, dark skies, and I walked outdoors, and I was up at 7, and, you know, just thought, wow, it's going to be a real nice day today. Really looking forward to it. And the reason I'd gotten up was this persistent sound just kept coming into my ears. It was this mewing sound, mew, 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 you know. And so I walked out, and I thought, oh, isn't that great? One of the neighbors had kittens. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, who doesn't like kittens, right? And so I thought, well, it sounds like it's coming from my backyard. So I walk back there, and I look in my shed, and I find out that I have kittens. And I don't even have a cat. I've been adopted. So we had a mama cat back there. We found out he had 4 little kittens, and they were probably born sometime during the night. Their eyes aren't even open yet, and they're just, you know, mew, 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 doing their little thing. And mama's trying to be the good mama to them without, you know, being too scared, because I'm doing my normal stuff of mowing the lawn and weed whacking, and all these things create lots of noise, and mama was really tense. Well, I find out in the afternoon she was so tense she decided to move her litter underneath my deck, which is even worse. And now I have no control over it. Now, she moved one little kitten there, and I thought, well, no, this is no good. This has got to stop. So I called my parents and I said, well, I know your mousers are sort of passing away slowly. You know, you're looking for some new mousers, possibly. I said, well, yeah. So my dad, he brought a trap down. If you've ever seen those types of traps, it's one where it has two trap doors on either side. They trigger something in the middle, and boom, it shuts like this. And it's trapped in there. Well, it worked so good that, you know, we'd walk by it, and it would just go off just by us walking by it. I mean, it was so sensitive. Finally, we get it set, and we put, you know, milk in there and cat food just to, you know, make sure that we trap Mama. So I go to bed. Probably about 10 o'clock that night, Katerina wakes me up. She says, trap went off. I said, okay, that's great. She's like, aren't you going to check? I don't really want to check. So I finally go out and check. Empty. Empty trap. It went off by itself. I don't feel like going out there. You know, I'm just woke up. So I go out there, set it again. So this time I go back in and I pray. And I'm like, God, I don't want to have a repeat of this. Can you just catch this cat for us? You know, can we just bring the cat in, just set it, and then we'll have it, everything will be good. Well, Katerina woke me up about 12:30. She says, cat's been caught. I was like, how do you know? She's like, listen. You know, this cat's just like doing everything it can. This is a normal, you know, this is not a wild cat, you know, but this cat is like perturbed, seriously, because, you know, we've been infringing on its freedom. So I thought, well, now I got it to do because, you know, now it's, you know, it's not kind of cool. We got to get the little kittens in. So I scoop up the three that are in my shed and then I suit up because, you know, you got to go under the deck and it's about this much clearance. And you know how much fun it is to crawl under a deck for about 20, 30 feet, get a little something that's going meow, 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 you know, and come back. And the short of it was 2 minutes later in the garage, all the kittens were asleep, just knocked out. You know, they're just so happy to be warm and stuff. And so just telling you this, it's a little humorous story, but God cares for us, but he also cares for his creation, which includes his animals. And so, you know, I believe that this, you know, if this trap could have, you know, just gone off constantly, just shut on itself, but you know, God allowed the cat to be trapped, so we didn't have to do any other type of method, but you know, it was just very, very simple. We all got to sleep, and everything's going to work out. The kittens got their mom again, they're all in one place, and so, now anyways, anybody who wants a kitten, by the way, if I didn't mention this, we're giving away free kittens. So, I want to make sure that you heard kittens. We're not giving away children or kids. We're giving away kittens. Because we talked to somebody earlier and they said, no thanks, we're trying to quit. And I was like, what do you mean you're trying to quit? Well, we're trying to quit. I said, quit what? Kids. No, I didn't say that. I said kittens. Oh! So Pastor Johnny has this saying, what I say and what you hear might be two different things. So just a clarification.
What did you win a free organ
to? No, the organ's been given away. Yes, it has been taken by Jason. So otherwise we'd say, with the free cat, you get a free organ. Can we sweeten the pot anymore? Yeah, well.
Okay, somebody can have my kitten. I know. I'm not looking for one. Okay, any more testimonies? Natalia.
Okay.
With long life will I satisfy and show my salvation.
Psalms.
Psalms 91, verse 16.
Seems to be a very popular psalm, 91. Okay, go ahead. I got it.
I got a river life flowing out of me, makes lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captives free. I got a river life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. I got river life flowing out of me, makes lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captives free. I have a river life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly.
Amen. A couple of weeks ago, Thomas had props, so Natalia made her prop. What does it say? No. That's my prop. This is Natalia's prop. No on...
No on hate crime bill.
Amen. Okay, sweetheart. Thank you. More props. So this bumper sticker, in case nobody could read, this says, "Don't trash California." So I say, "Please don't trash California." Now the fine print on that sign says, "With don't trash California with casinos, pornography, homosexuality, and no on hate crime bill." Yeah. Amen.
Those are both good signs. I like signs. When I'm watching Natalia give her testimony, I'm thinking, what a difference between someone who's raised with some good truth compared to being raised by SpongeBob. You know what I mean? World of difference. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Who is SpongeBob?
Where have you been?
All right. Well, it's good to see you all here today. And we got some praying to do. It is always good to have people write us, and we have people in different places. So we're going to begin here. This prayer comes in for, I don't know where the person is, but it's in the United States. And it says, "Pray for Eric Westbrook to come out of a coma, which he's been in for 4 years. This request was made by a man who heard Richard Madison speak about his healing from a severe accident and a temporary death and coma. God healed him, so this request is made by Glenn Castillo for his pastor, Eric Westbrook." So Eric Westbrook is a pastor, and he's been in a coma for 4 years. And we do carry the book here by Richard Madison also. I believe we have his CD out here. Tremendous testimony. So we're going to pray for that. Let's move now to Congo, Africa. And pray for Armand Noola, I guess how you pronounce it, who lives in Congo, Africa. He's 31 years old, living in a family of 10 with no father. He just got a job, but Congo rule says that anyone with a job is required to use it to care for their family. Times are very rough, and they often suffer hunger. There are many fees that he also has to pay for his siblings. He would like to get married and have his own home. Pray first that he and his future wife are saved. I don't know if they are. So this is from Congo, and these are emailed to us. We go around the world in different places. And this week, you know, the media, they do not want to tell the truth, do they? And we had a number of people go to Washington, D.C. this week. And, of course, if that would have been an Obama rally, they would have said, you know, at least 500,000 people there. They got over 100,000 people, and they said, well, they got some ten thousands, you know, a few ten thousands. But anyway, we need to pray for our nation. Some 100,000 Americans gathered in Washington, D.C. to protest against the Obama administration. And I want to tell you this. We are in for a change in this country. So I was sitting here thinking about it. As a child, I grew up during World War II. And I remember hearing about the death, the destruction, and so on in when we lived in Europe. And then came the Korean War. I was a little bit older then. And I remember we were scared. What about if the Americans get defeated in Korea? We had the communists here. So we prayed for that. Of course, I went through the Vietnam War, didn't have to go, but we lived through it. And then the other wars. So something is coming down because the Obama administration, they are pushing hard. And right now, the American people are pushing back, and praise God for that. So we're going to pray for this. Pray for the finance for our ministry. And oil prices went down this week to $69 a barrel. I'm sure you've seen the gas prices have gone up lately. Let us pray that the speculators will come into confusion, and that the price of oil will drop very low and destroy the profit for these money changers who do not work, but live as parasites on the people in the world. So we ought to pray for that. And I'm glad that Charles warmed up the audience here with the story of the kittens. Thank you, Charles. We got a report, we got a prayer request from Georgia. And this is from Mitch Barrett. Mitch Barrett, she doesn't want me to tell how old she is, but she is more than 80 and some. So anyway, she's been with us for about probably 15 years. She gets the, first she got the CDs, first she got cassettes, then we got CDs, and now she's getting DVDs. And every Sunday, she sits in the home, sometimes with other people, and have church with us. So she will not hear what I'm doing today, but will hear it next week. When Mitch called and she talked to my wife, I wasn't there. And Mitch has a dog by the name of Sarah. Nice dog name. And the dog is ill. She's 11 years old. And Mitch is asking for prayer that God will extend the life of the dog since it gives a joy in her life. And I believe she's a widow. And so she simply asked, you know, if we will pray for that. God does care for the animals. And we will simply ask God that will extend life for this dog a bit longer to give us some joy. Now we hear it from Grace Mann and his wife. This is from Sweden, Gothenburg. And they've been asking us and praying about if we can pray if they're going to move or not move. And this week, actually this last week, Thursday or Friday, they went to see the house, visit the school, and so on. And this translates very briefly here. We traveled to the house that we had thought to move to, and we were glad because we thought, you know, finally we found our home. But then I had a very gnawing feeling in my stomach that this might not be what God wants. The house is simple, and I don't care about that. But this feeling not to stay in this house simply did not go away. And so my husband, Grace Mann, saw it and heard it, so he decided, simply said, well, you can make a decision. And the first time we saw the house, we felt good, but this time we did not. Sometimes I cannot stop thinking that this might be a diversion from the enemy to have us to move from a place where God has placed us because we live among many people and they need to hear about Jesus. And then also they have a son by the name of Johannes, which is the same as John in English. And he's going to school, and about five of the people, their boys, are teasing him and giving a bad time. And she said here that Johannes, despite being teased, he stood up and said, I believe in Jesus, and I'm a Christian, and I'm saved. And so then the mother was saying that, you know, maybe we should take you out. And then he turned to her and said, but mother, you have said we should never give up. I don't know what the meaning is with this, but please pray over this. God bless you in the name of Jesus. And we are happy that you exist. And we thank God for you in our prayers. And this is from Grace Man and his wife. So at this time, let's have people come up. We're going to do our prayer time. And Karen, I'm going to have you come up and pray for Sarah, Mitch's dog. And I'm going to have Thomas pray for Pastor Eric Westbrook to come out of that coma. And we're going to have Charles to pray for Armand Gnola in Congo. And we're going to ask here that we have Joanne would pray for our nation, for all these people. And Sister Lois, if you would pray for our finances. And Vasily, come and pray down the oil prices. You'd like to see lower gas prices, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's. Well, then we have Grace Man. So let's see what we get left. We got Satiris. So if you pray for them, they have to find the right home, and also to pray for Johannes, that God would be strong and that he would be able to pray, and these boys would begin to love him. So let's start with Thomas.
Okay, Father God, we want to thank you for this day. First of all, Lord, thank you for meeting our needs. We thank you for all things, Lord. Thank you for a sound mind, Lord. Thank you for wisdom and knowledge and the ability to see past the dinner plate, Lord. And thank you, Father, for opportunity. We want to lift up this man, Eric Westbrook, to you, Lord. We don't know him. Well, I understand he's a pastor, and he's in a coma. So, Father God, we thank you for people that are around him having faith, and that you would bring him out of this coma and put him right back on the run, preaching the gospel, Lord. And the true gospel, without any reservations or any fear. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we want to lift up this oil price situation. As you know, we come to Resurrection Church of Jesus Christ from Sonoma, which is about 160 miles round trip. Gasoline prices is very important, and I also commute up to almost 200 miles a day, every day during work week. And I see that people who constantly are complaining that they are unable to do this, do that, or go here or go there, mainly because of the high oil prices. And these speculators who are greedy, and it's not that they don't have enough money. They just don't know what to do with it. So we, no matter how many bumper stickers we put up or complain, the only power it is you, Heavenly Father. Please put a damper on these people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you for Midge Barrett, for this woman's faithfulness, and for her testimony. And I thank you for your perfect creation that includes all the animals, and that you gave pets to us humans to be our companions and to give us joy. And I thank you for this dog, Sarah, that is Midge's companion, that has been with her for 11 years. And you want all of your creation to be healthy. And so I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would heal this dog of whatever is wrong with her, and that you would extend the life of this dog so that Midge would have ongoing companionship. And Lord, I don't quite understand it. This prayer request was mentioned, my thought was, why do some get to keep their pets and some don't get to keep their pets? But you are in total and complete control, and I just thank you for healing the souls of those who had to let go of their pets. And I just thank you for what you're doing in Midge's life. And thank you for the joy that comes only from you. And I thank you that you are the source of our joy, and just help us not to look to things outside of ourselves for that joy. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Grace Men right now. We thank you, Lord, for the mighty work that you've done in that man's life and his family's life. And we ask you, Lord, today that you provide the house for him, that he will know without a shadow of a doubt that it is him. It is the Lord leading him into that house, in that particular house, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider, Lord, for being our source, for what you are. Your desire is to bless us as long as we walk uprightly. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching him. Lord, we pray for Johannes, his son, in the school. Thank you, Father, for the children that come against him, laughing and mocking him. We pray, O Lord, that you bring such a conviction in their hearts, O Lord, and they will not be able to bear it, and they will become his best friends. And we pray for Johannes that he will learn the sinner's prayer, and he will lead people, young people, to Christ in the school. Oh, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, and what the devil means for evil, God is going to turn it for good. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for victory in that family. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Now, Father, we lift up Armand Ngula. And he's 31 years old, and he's got a good start in life, and he's looking to start out on his own. But there are extenuating circumstances, Father, where he doesn't have a dad, and his remaining siblings, and I'm sure his mother, are looking to him to help them and to provide. And at the same time, he wants to be able to break free and to start his own family. And so he feels like there's a sense, a duty and responsibility that holds him, but also wants him to press forward. And Father, we don't know if he's saved, or even if the woman he's looking to is also saved. But Father, we just ask first and foremost that they would know what it is to be born again, like Nicodemus asked in John chapter 3, that he would be born again, and that would be the first step in the family, that that they would just begin to, if they have a Bible, Father, to read it. And if they don't, that you would provide them with that. That whatever it takes, Father God, give them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then, Father, we just ask that you begin to look out for the family, to bless them. And that it's a hard thing to not have food for a meal, or two meals, or three meals, and to go hungry It's a hard thing. No one really likes to do that. When we choose, Father, to fast here, it's a voluntary thing. But to go hungry, well, they don't even have a choice. So, Father, we just ask for the most basic of necessities to be provided for this family, of food and shelter, and that you just begin to prosper them. And that other families around them would also be able to see a difference and to ask them. And they would find that what separates them from everybody else is God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit working through them. Thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit to fill my mouth with His words. Without God, our nation is doomed. And without God, Satan will rule. And I pray for Obama's salvation and all of his cabinet to have salvation. We know that George Washington and some of the other men of old honored God, and they were not afraid to speak out about God, and you gave them safekeeping. Thomas Jefferson was another one. And we thank you and praise you. And Father God, I pray as the 100,000 Americans gathered in Washington, D.C., to protest the Obama administration, they're coming against the one world order that pulls his strings, tells him what to do. If he doesn't, he's a dead man. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that those people are going to come against that hate crime bill. In the middle of it, our most precious commodity has been given over to the pedophiles. Pedophiles are allowed to do whatever they want with any child of any age with no recourse from the parents or anybody else. We thank you and praise you that the people are going to come against that. And the people that are gathering, we pray that they not be afraid to say the name of Jesus. If they trust Jesus Christ to protect them, nothing is going to happen to them until He's ready for it to happen. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for Americans conglomerately coming together against the government all at the same time. And the government is going to know, we don't want this. We do not want that. We want Jesus Christ. Amen.
Father God, we lift up this church, this ministry, and those all of us who are involved with it, Lord God. And we first of all want to thank you, Father, for the many wonderful things, miracles, and gifts you've given us, for expanding the webcasting, for providing the people to run it and to cause it to be produced. And Father God, we want to thank you for this new keyboard that you provided for us through one of your servants. And Father, we ask you to bless that person and bless the church with this keyboard, and also the young man that's going to be playing it, Jason, and bless his hands and bless his heart as he plays the music that honors and blesses you. And Father, then, as well, we must ask also, because you said to ask or we won't receive. And so we're asking again, Lord God, to provide for this church, for the salaries for Pastor John and Ina, for Charles. And Father God, for all the needs of the church and all of the ministry outreaches. Father God, you know what they are, so I don't have to specify them, but I don't know all of the details, but you do, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you ongoing bless this church and provide all of the financial needs of it, Lord God. But most of all, keep our hearts pure, keep our motives pure, keep us from pride and from any form of selfishness, Lord God. and let every person be accountable to you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've heard these prayers be spoken here. And Father God, I pray for the people in the church right now that are standing around us, in front of us, those on the platform, that you will meet our needs, Lord. We thank you for our health today. Thank you, Father God, we are not in the hospital, we could be in church. Thank you, Father God, for your grace, for your salvation to us. And Father God, there might be needs here that we are not even aware of. And I pray that every need should be met there today, Lord. That you would touch every person. If there's a healing, if there's a financial situation, if there's a job situation, whatever they need, Lord. that you will give each one a miracle. And we pray, Father God, for all the people around the world that are part of our ministry. And Father God, we can't send people money, but we can pray for them. We can send the word of God to them. We can give them all type of education, Father, in the Bible. And we thank you right now for this privilege. And we bless you greatly. We love you. We magnify your name. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen and amen. Let's have the outlines handed out.